Uthandwa ngendlela ongasokuze uyiqonde. Khetha iRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Luthando olo.
Let's now welcome Bishop David Malate, who is with us on the line. Bishop, good evening and welcome to Radio Pulpit.
Evening, Muritumabi, and your beloved listeners. It's Radio Pulpit.
We're talking. We're continuing with this topic of tolerance. Ho kwathel ka Setswana, ke di Sotho re ke.
Ho mamela.
Ho na le mamello.
Mamela ka Sotho ba re mamello e tswala ka kego.
Okay, mamello etswala katlego.
Yes, it's the mother to success.
Of success. Yeah, as we are wrapping this topic up, Mfundisi, if you can take us back to some of the things we discussed during our last broadcast, please.
Thank you so much, Mruti, for this opportunity again to share on this sacred platform. We don't really take it, you know, lightly. We are grateful. Or, you know, we are given the opportunity to also tswaela and to be that voice of reasoning, you know, gara maphelo a banyalani le baratani. We touch base on few points, Muruti, where we're trying to hit home. And to revive certain elements, especially one of the sad part about life, if we can wake up the next morning and we are given a chance to renew our marriage certificate and to go and look, everybody anasainile, you know, that date has expired, but we are given in 24 hours to renew. People will delay the process until the 24 hours if it, because it is no longer that easy anymore. People fail, you know, when we come to element your tolerance, I'm there so much. You know, challenges that people struggle with, especially when we look into what people want now. You know, I said last time, people want more from marriage than just a familiar face to come home to. You know, people want fulfillment. People want, you know, stimulation.
And sometimes they want more, whereas they can't give more themselves. They want more than what they can give themselves. They just want more, but they're not prepared. They're not willing to give anything.
Look, most of the things that people are looking for, they're already giving to them already, you know. But it's already given, because things like fulfillment, you must be fulfilled, you know, before you can try to accommodate someone into your space. You need to know, I mean, what fulfills you, and if you are stimulation, you know, if you are security, if you are devotion, status. I mean, how can you look for status from another party? Liberation. You must be liberated. You know. If you are connection, if you can't connect yourself, how can you connect to others? Because, and hence I'm saying, most of the things that people are looking for, you know, they are already given. If you are, you know, personal brand, you know, enhancement, you know, if you can't brand yourself, Muruti, who can really brand you? Because whatever that is given, you know, from other parties, it is given voluntarily so. It is more like love. We give love voluntarily so. And it is also our decision, you know, to take back that love, because we give it to you, you know, voluntarily so. So when somebody says, I love you, it is their choice to love you. And again, if they decide not to love you anymore, that remains their choice. So it's not something that one can really be in the position, your entitlement. You equip yourself to the level of maturity where you'll understand what really takes, to build. Something alluring, akin to Elekang these days, we look into various pictures. The stats are 62% yadi birth certificate hadina mabitso abondate, kimabitso abon mesel, and only 28% yadi birth certificate in all both names, so now I rise and ask, Ganti, what really happened to the majority of our families? What transpired? What really went wrong? Do we lack that elementary tolerance to that level where, even the birth certificate, or your father is not in the picture? Is it because Bontate, they were never given the fair chance to be in the picture, or they were sidelined to a point where, someone to second the scores? What is really happening here? Because now when we look into Mapelo Aba Naba Bailoring Aba Raisiwi in a most, conducive environment where there is balance here, the genders. The father is there, the mother is there. Even if Dabaya Melinda de Fedin, but allow them to be, in the child's life, where they can contribute, equally so, emotionally and otherwise. It is not always about finance, financial assistance. Money can buy love, money can buy you anything. Unless, the status, that is not even guaranteed. But if you are fulfilled from within, if you are liberated from within, nothing can replace such ubulombahao. So we realize, because when people lack that element, tolerance, they use whatever that they can to fight. Muruti, 62% is a serious number.
It's a serious number.
It's a serious number and a very, 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 very,
concerning. Back to the statement that you made, Hore, not everything is about money. And this also brings up this point, the deadbeat dad. I hope you now know this phrase that is always, attached to men who are not there for their children. They are called deadbeat dads and all that. Could it be maybe they are called deadbeat simply because they cannot provide financially to their children, even though they themselves are there, maybe of different reasons? I think we really need to really look at these things without taking sides to say, Horomari, what could be wrong there? What has led to all of this? Could this be one of the reasons or some of the reasons why they're called deadbeat? Simply because they cannot provide financially, therefore they're not good enough to be dads to their own children?
It is the issue of tolerance, Murud, because the personal investigation that I did, and personal research that I did, based on that matter, I've learned to know that most men who were raised single-handedly, where the father was never in the picture, they normally took a vow, upon themselves. Where, look, I don't want Banabaka Bahule Yolokan. I want to be there for my child. I don't want Wanaka to feel the pain and the disappointment that I went through in my life. When I was brought up and Banababang Bamatela Bundatuabona, they go to the holidays, Libundatabona Bundatabona Bicycle. But now I never had that opportunity. So I don't want Wanaka to have such in his life or her life. But then 62%, it shows that only that element, only a foul play somewhere, or some people, and they are willing, you know, to contribute equally so financially wise, but they are not working. You know, maybe they used to work, things are no longer the same. I mean, there's no one who can turn the blind eye about the condition in the economy in this country. You know, most people, you know, they are struggling. That's why the little that you have now, you must cling to it, because you don't know but if we can look into the picture, not using, you know, emotions, and we playing the game fair, you know kalabaka la differences tsarona di conflict tsarona. If we can embark on the journey, yao, who resolve, you know, this conflict here in Leona as couples, you know, as people who once vowed, you know, and promised each other love, and today that love is no longer there because it was given voluntarily. But also, one of the so even if Rona is a ratana, but how rate one equally, you know, create a room for that guy, or okay, no, look, come. And also be part and parcel ya go
pelobangwa. Re skara ba selfish ra dire sabana mo dintwentsa rona.
Yeah, because it is never fair. But what people now don't know gore, even if wena as a lady or the mother of the child, you are waking and the father is not waking, you know, when you end that relationship, if you go through the route ya divorce, you need to settle the man. You need to settle the man. And I can guarantee you, Mruti, most of the men who are, you know, level-headed, at least even the one ali pride, yeah, or what it takes, if you had a good relationship, wamofa access, you wouldn't even bother to come for your pension fund, to come for the settlement payments, because now he's out of the relationship. You were just going to say, you know, okay, it's fine if this thing is no longer working. I mean, go. But instead of you paid that money, you've been raising this child, you know, single-handedly, so contributing single-handedly. So continue doing that. Don't give me, I don't want any money from you. I want to give you the freedom, my bagger. As long as at least you balance one now.
When it comes to possessions, they can decide to move out of the house and say, hey, as long as banaba gabatlan na lintlu, so I'll leave the house. And maybe I can take a car and something else, but I would leave the house if that house will be in your custody. I mean, the children will be under your custody.
There is a sad story now that just transpired. We just buried one guy, you know, recently. You know, things went sour in the relationship, and that resulted, you know, to the guy now losing his employment, and he was, you know, one of the executives in the company. Now, because he couldn't now control, you know, consumption of alcohol. So he ended up now becoming alcoholic, and the situation was uncontrollable. You know, body rehab, you know, before they dismiss you, they will exhaust all the means to help you. And thereafter, then they let him go because they couldn't manage him anymore. And once then the msebetu fell, then the wife filed for divorce. And now the poor man was divorced. Then the wife went and bought herself a house somewhere. After that, then the wife said, no, you must sell this house. You know, and the guy said, no, but I can't sell this house because this house, I built this house as a home for my children. You know, please let us not sell this. The only thing that I can do, you know, is to buy you out. You know, and now the wife was pushing the guy, you know, for her own share. But already she have a house, Maruti. And this guy said, this house is not even for me. But the woman was pushing for the share. And the poor guy started paying, I think, 50K. I think he paid that 50K twice, and he died. I think he had an heart attack or something. Then Bamutola Mole, after a while, I will let Mole because Onadulali one he was on. Then the woman had to come back and bury the same guy. But can you imagine the pain that person will carry? You know, the pain that the children will go through. Because but you remember that, I mean, just look at the situation, that history that happened in that family. I mean, how is this male child going to manage, you know, looking back at what happened to the father and the mother, and looking at the girl child, how is this girl child going now to look at the husband, looking back at what happened to the parents? So there are certain things, Murut, that, you know, if we have to open that files, it's scary. It's scary only because people lack tolerance. I sat down with one of my uncle, very, very, very wise man. You know, I think he's now 86 years old now. I normally, when I have time, I'll go and spend the whole day, Liana, you know, just to listen to the wisdom and the advices. This is the man, Elori. He forced me, Mruti, to go and finish my lobola. There was just few rents. That's a lobola. My name was there. You must settle the score.
Sometimes
even the man was not there. You know. This thing happens in a lorry, return into something that we are not. And he taught me the school of life, Mruti. He took me through the memory lane. He had the University of Nature. Look, if the score is not settled, if you not pay what is required, you are not regarded as the son-in-law there. Little now we are not respected as the family. So our name is not respected there. So I followed all those instructions, Mruj, and thereafter I was given the promotion in the family. You know, he respect me. Certain things that came in the family, he will just assign me. Why? Because I listened to him. Mm. I listened to his advices. But to cut the long story short, he said to me, most yabana bailoring mapelo abona were never balanced. They were never allocated properly into their families. They ended up they will have teenage pregnancies. Bakisa ba na fela then matula bona abe right. Baba shimani is either you know ba fetwa the drug addicts, ba fela tronko. What cut you know matula abana a short cure. There is no balance into their lives, you know. They were not properly allocated into the system, the journey of life. Because mwana unida mewahai unida ndatwahai. Now, look, they are not longer together, but that is the seed of that man. So that man must be in the picture. But now, because people lack tolerance and people, they are carried by their own ego, or no, look, handful in 1 hour, even though I'll be cranky again and now to look how our government provides, you know, to take care of those people. Instead of, you know, government, they let you empower a banana or everybody hate it, everybody shows them a la babona, and Baba Palo Ruli Karama Pula Bona. No, they paralyze them the more. They are going to give them that 350, you know, for them to go and drink. But I'm not them, Ruth. The problem is that if we lack tolerance, we compromise Banabaron. We compromise their future and we compromise their destiny. And thereafter, we come now asking for prayers, asking, you know, for deliverances, asking for all sorts of things. They could have been prevented if only we have exercised element.
Yeah, tolerance. Ka hutla re moruti. I think some of the things ha re ka kopa modimo re thusa re fe botlhale. We realize gore how serious these things are. Gore it's not just a matter of me and my wife. It's my children are hurting. Some of the things we are experiencing what we are experiencing because that element in an environment, a family environment where both the parents are there. Unless we get deeper into that to really understand how important that is, even if banaba got about okay, but certain things simply because the structure is not the way the Most High wants it to be. But ratlohela go nna selfish and become matured parents. It's gonna not child is really bad side. Because these things it will also help us even before we commit to say, before I say I do. Is it going to be forever or is it going to be then I move out and all that? Because once we know the repercussions of that, would really commit for real to say, in whatever, till death do us apart and all, not till death, but till death do us apart, because we know once the children are there, once we move out without taking them into consideration. I might be feeling, but now you don't know how deeply the children are hurt and how is this going to affect them.
072
3162 317 0723 16 3 1 7.
Radio Pulpit's Facebook page makes you more a part of the station than ever before. Now you can give your opinion regarding our programs or even contact your favorite presenter. You can get the latest news and existing programs and communicate with other listeners. Come on, let your fingers do the talking on Radio Pulpit's Facebook page. It's interactive and dynamic. Just visit facebook.com/Radio Pulpit